Today I want to talk to you about a thought experiment, and it's something that's kind of fun to do. It's not a hidden secret thought experiment, but it can be a very, very powerful one if you actually do it. And the one I'm talking about is the one day at a time mindset. See, I mean, this happens with everything, weight loss, making money, relationships, that we just want to get to the end result. Right? We just want the weight gone. We just want lots of money in the bank. We just want this perfect relationship. But the truth is that all of these things are an accumulation of days and actions and habits and behaviors. So if you think about making it one day, just today, what you're allowing yourself to do is to concentrate your energy and your focus to just right now. Then you wake up tomorrow, that same focus. Right? And every day becomes one day. And if every day you put your focus on not just eating well, not just exercising, but doing it in a way that's enjoyable, I think you may be surprised. Because what happens is when you start thinking 6 months, a year into the future, or you start thinking about how many days you're going to have to eat well to finally get results, it's that thought pattern that can create a lot of anxiety and stress in you. And if we just look at today, right, not only is it more manageable because it's one day as opposed to saying, you know, months and months I have to eat this way. If we just look at it as one day, it's easier to manage. And on top of that, you can focus all your energy into a smaller amount of time. Now, I know it's not easy to do this all the time. Right? I get that. But let's just do it right now. And so regardless of what time you're watching this, I want you to just think to yourself, what is one of the things you would like to do? Maybe there's a certain foods that you don't want to eat. Maybe there's certain foods you do want to get yourself to eat. Maybe it's a combination of both. But if you only thought about the rest of this day, right, not even tomorrow, just today, right now, till when you go to sleep, and you kept all of your energy as far as eating and exercising and things of that nature contained to today, how does that feel? Does it feel more manageable? Does it feel like it would be easier for you to act that way? Right? Most likely it does. But if it doesn't, what would you need for it to be easier? Right? So for example, maybe you're really tired and you're just kind of worn out and overwhelmed. Could you take a 10-minute nap? Could you meditate for a moment? Could you sit quietly somewhere? Take a shower, take a bath, do something that kind of refresh you? If you did that, would then it be easier just to make it through today, eating and acting the way that you wanted to? Now, let's think about tomorrow for a moment. Imagine tomorrow comes, and all you're going to do is focus on one day. Now, you can expand it. It doesn't just have to be about food. You don't want to just concentrate on food. But you also want to concentrate on your relationships, your work, whatever chores you have to do, right? Whatever daily activities you do day to day. See yourself waking up tomorrow and having a one-day focus, a one-day concentration. If you did that, could you get more done? Could you do it in a more enjoyable way? You see, this way of thinking frees up so much mental energy. And we can take all that mental energy and put it into accomplishing what we want for the day. And, you know, the beauty of this, logically, if you want to convince yourself of this, is that you can only live in the moment now anyways. Right? I mean, you can plan 3 months ahead of time, but you've done that before. I'm positive you've had the experience where you've said, I'm going to eat this way for the next week, and it hasn't happened. Right? I'm sure it's happened numerous times. Okay, so thinking in the future, right, while it can be helpful, if you focus right now, it's the most useful and powerful use of your energy, because again, it's concentrated, right? You're not spreading it out into weeks and months and just kind of fantasizing in your head. You are concentrating on things that you can take action on right now, and that's the idea of this. So I want to leave you with this. Do this experiment, right? Experiment with this. You wake up in the morning, think about what you want to accomplish for the day. It's not about having to eat perfectly for a week, a month, a year. Okay, it's just about eating well, living well for the day, and keeping your focus on that. Right? Doing everything you can today to make your life the way you want it to be. Right? That one day at a time mindset that, you know, I mean, it's big in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's just one day at a time. Because that's the closest thing you have that you can influence. Right? So again, the closer to now that you concentrate on, the greater your power. Because right now is when you have the most ability to take action on something. Okay, if that makes sense. Your thoughts have the most power right now, in this moment. And so if we concentrate things into one day, you're going to find that you have more energy. You have more ability to take action and do things. Right? So play with that. And you're going to notice that the trap here is going to be your mind's desire and kind of habit of thinking into the future, thinking way into the future. And that's okay, but bring yourself back as this exercise into today. What can I do today? How can I get through today? And keep doing that. And see what it feels like to rein in that energy and that concentration and focus to right now and see how it affects you. Right? Again, we're always playing with things, experimenting, because we just want to come up with different realizations, different distinctions that are going to allow us to stack them on top of each other so that we keep kind of building brick by brick this new body we want, right? This new life we want. And this is just one more way to do it. So use this, and I'll talk to you next week.